This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful but plodding Hurricane Sally is crawling toward the northern Gulf Coast. Rain from the storm's outer bands was pummeling northwest Florida early Tuesday, and the governor, Ron DeSantis, declared an emergency in two western panhandle counties. Storm's slow movement is raising concerns of extreme rainfall and flooding. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an emergency declaration for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama Monday as the storm approached. Sally has sustained winds of 100 miles per hour and is expected to strengthen later Tuesday. It is moving at a sluggish 3 miles per hour. People across the West struggled under acrid yellowish-green smog from raging wildfires that seeped into homes and businesses, sneaked into cars through air conditioning vents, and caused the temporary closure of iconic locations like Powell's Books and the Oregon Zoo. Forecasters say the putrid air, measured as the worst on the planet, could last well into the week. Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality extended an air quality alert through Thursday. Hazy smoke skies filled Washington state, and experts said some parts of California might not see relief until next month. Again, the fires consuming California and Oregon are darkening the skies over San Francisco and Portland as well, damaging a regional economy already singed by the coronavirus outbreak. Wildfires are destroying property, running up huge losses for property insurers, and putting a strain on economic activity along the West Coast that could linger for a year or more. The credit rating agency AM Best estimates that insured losses from the blazes in California could top the unprecedented $13 billion recorded in 2017. This is VOA News. China's warning the United States of potential serious damage to their relations if it does not withdraw from an upcoming economic meeting with Taiwan that is expected to be attended by a senior American official. Local media in Taiwan say a U.S. Undersecretary of State is planning to visit the island this week for an economic dialogue. China is angry because it considers Taiwan its own and opposes official visits from other countries. Taiwan's government has not confirmed which U.S. official will visit, but has said two sides are in negotiations over the date and agenda of the dialogue. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is assembling a team of top lawyers in anticipation of court challenges surrounding the upcoming November election. AB correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Biden presidential campaign says it's assembling a war room of sorts to make sure elections are properly administered and votes are correctly counted. Among those on the team, former Solicitor Generals to Presidents Obama and Clinton and former Attorney General Eric Holder. President Trump, who's already cast doubt on the election, predicting mail-in ballot fraud, also has a team of campaign attorneys. It's a sign of the preparation underway for an already divisive presidential contest, which could require court intervention to determine the winner of the race for the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee is now examining alleged reports of Trump political appointees meddling with government scientific data on COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Reports of Trump administration meddling with government scientific data to better align with the president's public statements on COVID-19 have caught the attention of the House subcommittee. According to a report in Politico, HHS communications aide Michael Caputo and scientific advisor Paul Alexander pressured officials to alter the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly reports. The weekly journal has long been considered to be free of political interference. According to Politico, one of the complaints was about a report that children can transmit coronavirus. Alexander asked the CDC to alter it or pull it down because it could impact schools reopening and hurt Trump politically. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is renewing its call for Gulf countries to resolve a three-year-long rift, citing the need to solidify a united front against Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday to close the door to increase Iranian meddling. It's past time to find a solution to the Gulf rift. The Trump administration is eager to see this dispute resolved. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.